إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned two critical concepts in the Quran. Two critical realities. We are talking about the reason why we need religion. Why we need Islam in this life. And obviously, that relates to also the Akhirah. But primarily we're looking at why do we need Islam in this life. So in this context, yesterday we spoke about two things, which is dealing with bereavement or loss and dealing with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting power and authority and money and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two concepts. One, the concept of sabr, and the second, the concept of shukr. With respect to sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. Inna allaha ma'as sabirin. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, take the help of sabr and salah. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who do sabr, with the sabirin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and about shukr, we'll come to that. About shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, وَإِسْتَعَزَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make this announcement, tell them, that the one who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who expresses his or her gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has bestowed upon them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that blessing. And the one who is ungrateful, then let him beware of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is severe. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how fortunate and lucky is the believer that when he faces any difficulty, he has sabr and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. And when he faces when he is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, he makes shukr, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. So in both situations, the believer is the one who gets rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he has less or he has more, whether he has difficulty or he has ease, he gets the blessing and he gets the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both cases. If you look at these two concepts, they completely encompass our life. Because our life is one of these two things. It's either some difficulty or some good. What is in between? And therefore, if we practice these two things, then in this dunya, you will have a life of equanimity and a life which is which has no turmoil and unnecessary. I mean, there's trouble. There might be trouble in the sense of external factors, but internally, the person is at peace. The person is at ease. He doesn't experience any emotional or spiritual turmoil. Externally, whatever happens, that's beyond our control. The concept of sabr, we look at these two things, sabr and shukr. The concept of sabr is unique to Islam, where sabr means to do the utmost in a situation. Take full advantage of whatever resources Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, and then with respect to the result of that effort, you completely trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision in the matter. And you are at peace with that decision. You are not moaning and groaning about it. Sabr does not mean simply to sit around and wait for things to happen. Sabr is not another word for apathy. It's not another word for complacence. It is the word for ultimate effort. My dalil for this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two places, wallahu alam, maybe in more, but in two places definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word sabirin for the mujahideen, for the people fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Anfal and elsewhere. I think Suratul Al Imran, if I'm not mistaken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word sabirin for mujahideen, for people who are fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now think about a soldier on the battlefront. What is more of an action icon than a soldier in the field of battle, a warrior in the midst of battle? Where is the question of sitting around? Where is the question of waiting? Or where is the question of apathy or complacency? He is in the thick of it. He is exerting himself. He is using every skill that he has learnt. And he has put his own life on the line for the cause for which he is fighting. There is nothing more action-oriented than a soldier in battle. And that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him a sabir. Those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him sabirin. Second dalil is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the tafsir bil amal of the Quran. It is a tafsir in action of the Quran. And in the seerah, if you look at the incident or the occasion of the Battle of Badr, and this of course applies to everything else, but in the Battle of Badr, this is particularly clear. Rasulullah's own conduct as far as the battle was concerned, see how he behaved. The conduct of Nabi Sallallahu in the Battle of Badr is tafsir of this ayah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you believe, take the help of sabr and salah. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? When he reached the battleground, or what was to be the battleground, what were the first things he did? He divided his army, he appointed leaders for the battalions, he set up his camp. He chose the best place to set up his camp. He picked a place, somebody advised him another place. He accepted that advice, moved the camp. He gave the responsibilities to whoever had to be given the responsibilities for. He made every preparation for the battle, given whatever meager resources that he had. He didn't have the resources that one would have wished, whatever he had, used them. And then he stood in salah. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the sequence in which things are to be done when you are faced with difficulties. Allah did not say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bi salati wa sabr. Allah did not say, Oh, you believe, take the help of salah and then sabr. No. Bi sabri wa salah. First make the effort. First use what Allah has given you. Use your intellect, use your intelligence, use your strategy, use all the resources that you have, make the effort. And then you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the results, we say, leave the results to Allah. The results are with Allah anyway. It's not for you to leave them or not leave them. Point being that be content with the decision that Allah makes in the matter. Rida bil qada is part of sabr. Rida bil qada is to be pleased with the decision of Allah, not just accepting it, right? Because you... end of the day, what will you do, what can you do about the decision of Allah? In any case, you have to accept it. You have no choice in the matter. But accepting it like that to say, well, you know, what to do, I could... No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must be pleased with it. You must be happy. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now, if you think about this, here is a situation where you are facing difficulties and you are not just accepting those difficulties, but you are saying, Alhamdulillah, my Rabb is pleased with me. I am very happy that Allah gave me these difficulties. I will make dua for relief in this pain. I will make dua for relief in this suffering. But I am not complaining about that. I am saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. See what that does to your heart. The pain stops affecting you. The external difficulties which are there, they will still be there. But you will not lose sleep over it. You will not get stressed out over it. Your blood pressure will not go through the roof over it. You won't lose your appetite. You will not be affected by that difficulty in any way, you will be in a state of equanimity, in a state of contentment and peace because of Ridha bil Qada, which comes because of Sabr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sabr wa Salah. Second benefit of Sabr wa Salah is this sequence keeps you from, I call this the Tawheed of the heart, it keeps you from becoming arrogant. Because the other context, I just spoke about making the effort and perhaps not getting what you wanted, right? At the end of that, you did not get what you wanted. Let's look at the opposite. You made the effort and you got what you wanted. Take for example, Rasulullah in Makkah, he was able to conquer Makkah, Fatah Makkah. What was his action at that time when he was riding into Makkah at the head of his troops, 10,000 troops? What was his action? Did he say, "Oh, fantastic! I am the champ. His head was bent. His blessed head was bent to such an extent that they said that his forehead was touching the pommel of the saddle. And what did he say? He said, "This is the victory of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala." He said, "Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has won this battle." Wa nasara abda. He said, "Allah has helped his slave." Meaning himself, alayhi salatu wassalam, and wa hazama al-ahzaba wahda. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeated the ahzab, defeated all of these people alone by himself. Now, even there, Allah did, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, I defeated the opposition, the enemies, with the help of Allah. He didn't say this. Now, if he had said this, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what happened. But even there, what is he saying? That Allah defeated them by himself. Hazama ala hazaba wahda. By himself Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeated. Now this is the meaning of the other side, which is that sabr wa salah. Now salah is salah as in praying two rakat. Salah also means dua. So this is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what he is saying with respect to the victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted for him, even though he made the effort and so on and so on. As I mentioned, if he had said, I won this victory with the help of Allah, nothing wrong with saying that. But he did not say that. He said something else, which is completely unique. I mean, imagine this thing. He said, oh, this is Allah's victory. Allah has won this victory by himself, wahdah, by himself. The second concept of shukr, as I mentioned, the ayat in Surah Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, la in shakartum la azidannakum. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. If you see this ayat, this is the other side. So one is sabr, the other side is shukr. Where when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you what you want, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you more than what you would have wished for, then the believer's position is in sujood. The believer's position is in sajda, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should... That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen, for giving us whatever He gave us. There again, it's the issue of Tawheed, where the person is not saying, oh, you see, I'm a self-made man, all these millions and billions is because of my effort and because of my knowledge and because of what I did. He said, no, alhamdulillah, this is min Allah ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Rabbul Alameen. All praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the person does that, I will increase the blessing. In different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that. And to reiterate and emphasize this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa la in kafartum. And if the person is ungrateful, in adhabi la shadeed, let him beware, but my punishment is severe. The issue of shukr is the last point. It's not only a matter of feeling grateful, it's a matter of expressing gratitude. Now, this happens many times with respect to people, because Rasulullah ﷺ said that the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. So, sometimes we think, especially about those people who we see on a daily basis, parents, children, spouses, friends, especially servants, who deal with you on a daily basis, they serve you on a daily basis, we tend to take them for granted. And then if somebody says, did you thank your driver, did you thank your cook, we say, oh, or did you thank your wife, or did you thank your husband, we say, don't they know I am grateful? Of course, are you not grateful? Yes, I am grateful. But did you say thank you? Did you say Jazakumullahu khairan? You gave me a wonderful dinner. Jazakallahu khairan. Because you are in the house, there is light in this house. I don't have to worry, is there food, no food, what not. I come home, I know I'm going to get a wonderful meal. You take care of me so much. Do you say this to your wife? So people say, well, why? What is the need to say all of this? You know, this is all, this all sort of seems as if it is some acting or some dialogue. I mean, doesn't she know? Does she not know that I am grateful? My question is, does Allah not know you are grateful? So why is he saying, thank? It's a matter of your attitude. It's not a matter of whether they know or they don't know. It's a matter of your attitude. Why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why did he say, the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah? Does he not know? Don't people know? The issue is, do you thank? It's not a matter of whether they know or they don't know. It's a matter of your attitude. Are you grateful? Do you express gratitude or not? So therefore, this is a very important thing that we must thank people and we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically. In my classes, I tell people, sit down and make a list of the things in the order of priority that you need to thank Allah for. Actually, sit down with a piece of paper and write down. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. And then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically one by one for those things in sujood. Pray 2 rakat of salah in sajda, thank Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ya Allah, you gave me this. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ya Allah, you gave me this. And then wherever those things are people in your life, go thank those people. Right? Do that because this is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to do that is a matter of expressing ingratitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that will attract the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from his punishment and to give us his reward. These are all the reasons why, as I said, this whole series is about why do I need religion, even if I am not a Muslim. The concept of sabr and the concept of shukr applies to anybody, Muslim or non-Muslim, practice it. Right? You may say, well, I'm not doing salah. You don't do salah. Do whichever else comes, meaning that I'm not saying pray to somebody else. I'm just saying that make the full effort and then keep your heart at peace with regard to the result of this effort. So, and of course, obviously, the way to do that is to ascribe the effort to the one who, the musabbibul asbab, the one who creates all the conditions and the results. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.